This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. We have today Matt Spann from the Cherokee Strip Baptist Association. He's going to be talking about the Neighborhood to Nations Missions Conference that will be taking place April 2nd. It's going to be a great conference for you and your church to explore all kinds of topics related to missions. So really excited about talking about that today. So welcome to the podcast, Matt.
Thank you.
Well, I'm excited. One thing, like, I've always wanted to say, Cherokee Strip Association, okay? Every time someone says Cherokee Strip, I think of a steak. I think of a steak place. So it's like the steak of Baptist associations.
It's a great connotation.
So anyway, I love the Cherokee Strip. I always think about that. We're here to talk about the missions conference. But before we do, can you introduce yourself? Maybe some folks haven't had a chance to meet you yet. Kind of like, you know, your family, your background, how you got involved in being an associational strategist.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I used to be called a director of missions for our association. But we are an area that was the site of the last great land run in 1893. It's centered around Enid, but includes 5.5 counties.
Right.
And we have 30 churches. Okay. As far as my background, I have kind of been a global nomad, but my wife is from Northwest Oklahoma, so we're close to her home. In fact, I have lived in five different countries, six different states, and 25 different cities over the years. So I've moved around quite a bit, but I'm happy to be settled and have served in Cherokee Strip for about 8 years now.
Wow. And it's been 8 years already.
Yeah. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
My wife, Lucinda, is from Moreland, which is right over by Woodward.
Uh-huh.
And we have four kids. They're all in their 20s now. We've got two sons who are not yet married and two daughters. And through our daughters, we have three grandkids. So I'm actually a grandpa.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. And being a grandfather, I have two grandsons myself. So that's the best thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing next to that would be like a steak. No, never mind.
Okay.
No, but now you mentioned how did you say, five or six countries you've lived in?
Yes.
And you were serving with the International Mission Board through those times.
Right.
What can you tell us about your experience in missions?
Well, actually, I'm a missionary kid, lived in Brazil for 4 years as a kid, mm-hmm. and God kind of planted a seed in my heart for missions during that time. And then after seminary, I worked as a church planter in Orlando, Florida for two years, and then pastored for 3 years. And then my first wife, Carol, and I went overseas to serve with the IMB in Moscow, Russia.
Yeah.
And we were there as church planters, served there for about 4 years until her death from breast cancer in 1998. Mm. And so I came back, and we had two kids at that point, mm-hmm. and worked as a representative for work in Central and Eastern Europe at first, and then as an associate candidate consultant down at Southwestern Seminary in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Very nice.
So it was during that time that I was doing interviews with students and speaking in classes. And one of my interviews was with Lucinda Haskins, who was a student there. She was a single mom, mm-hmm. and had lost her first husband to leukemia, mm. when their only daughter was only 5 months old. And we met for an interview, and normally my interviews would go 45 minutes. This one went about 2 to 3 hours. And so we knew something was up, and I was very patient. She had this burning question, could I go to the field as a single mom? You hear about married moms with kids,
right,
or single women without kids. And I wanted to tell her, don't worry about the single part. I'll take care of that. But I was very patient and waited for about a year after that. But we did get married in 2000, blended our families, uh-huh. had one more son, Caleb, and then went overseas to Madagascar and worked there for 10 years as IMB missionaries up until 2013. Mm-hmm. And we went to help restart IMB work on the island. There had been some attempts to get it developed. Uh-huh. And after our 10 years there, God sent about 20 units, singles and families, right, that were living all around that, right, island.
Yeah.
And came back to serve in the States after that. And the Lord opened the door for us to come to Enid and work as an associational mission strategist.
So your last point of service was in the Madagascar?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned that you had served in Moscow and everything, it must, mm-hmm, be this timing. Do you have any insights for people who are praying for the situation? You know, want the gospel to advance in Russia, as well as in the Ukraine and these other Baltic states.
Yeah, it's a terribly difficult time, mm-hmm, for of course the people of Ukraine as they're being attacked.
Yeah.
And a prayer that I would have would be for the believers in Ukraine to really be the hands and feet of Jesus, reaching out to those around them. They're struggling themselves, but they have a solid foundation. Many others around them don't. Mm-hmm. And so my prayer would be for them to know how to reach out and meet needs in the name of Christ, mm-hmm, sharing the love and truth of the gospel with them. Also for our IMB personnel, who some of whom have been in Ukraine, maybe have had to evacuate and are working with refugees. Mm-hmm. Others that might be in Russia and looking for ways to serve and help some of the refugees that are coming out from there.
Right.
And a lot of the sanctions being put on Russia actually affect some of our personnel there. I don't know all the details,
right,
but, you know, they're living there as well day to day.
Yeah.
But just prayer for wisdom for, mm-hmm, how to use this terrible crisis time, mm-hmm, as an opportunity to share the gospel and the hope that we have in Christ.
Yeah, and thinking about this timing, when there's a crisis like this, often people begin to question and turn, become more open to the gospel. So we wouldn't wish any tragedy on anyone, but there is kind of a unique timing, and Southern, yeah, Baptists really need to be responsive to the opportunities for missions. And you have contact with some of the missionaries who are serving in the region. Are they,
yes,
going to be at this conference that you're talking about?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
We haven't been able to have any of them be a part of it.
Okay. Well, I know that'll be on a lot of people's hearts and minds, so,
yeah,
I thought we'd,
yeah,
talk about that. Let's talk about the Neighborhood to Nations Missions Conference. You have that coming up. I saw that in the Baptist Messenger, which is the great newspaper to subscribe,
yeah,
to. I'm going to,
sure,
be pitching that in a minute here. But I was reading about it, and it says that it's going to be at Seminole. Is that right?
It's going to be at Perry.
Perry.
First,
I'm sorry.
Baptist Church of Perry.
Okay. I'm going to put on my glasses here. Give it the details of where the conference is going to be.
Well, it's a conference that will be on Saturday, April 2nd,
uh-huh,
and we'll start at 10 and go to 3. It includes lunch. And this is actually the fourth conference that our association has been a part of. The first one we did on our own, mm-hmm, back in 15. It was called Radiate. And then we did one with a neighboring association, Salt Fork, and, mm-hmm, then it just grew. By the time we did the third one, we actually had 4 associations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this one is 5 associations coming together,
yeah,
working together with Oklahoma Baptist to do a missions conference.
Yeah, and then I read that there are some breakouts. There is who's a speaker?
Well, our keynote speaker will be our brand-new executive director treasurer, Todd,
uh-huh,
Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be our keynote, but we also have a number of other speakers who will be leading in breakout sessions. We'll have some testimonies from IMB personnel as well as lay people who've been involved in mission trips.
Yep.
Our breakouts will be led by experts in the field,
yep,
people who've got experience and a lot to share. In fact, we have before and after lunch, we'll have 8 different breakouts that people can choose from. And I'll just read through
the
list.
Lot. Yeah,
so
that's good.
Be,
yeah.
people know kind of what to expect. One of them is opportunities and next steps for service with the IMB. And that will be led
by
Dr. Joel Sutton, who is one of the best candidate consultants we've got. He's been at it a long time, and we'll take people step by step. If you want to serve with the IMB short term or long term, here are some steps to take. Then we'll have a breakout on how to lead a short-term mission trip. We've got folks interested in going, but you've got to have a leader, somebody to gather the team. And one of the guys in our associations who's been very involved in that is Jim Westmoreland, who grew up overseas and regularly takes teams overseas. He'll be leading a breakout specifically on practical ways to help lead a short-term mission trip. Then we've got Dr. Tom Eliff himself coming to lead a breakout on leading your church to be mission-minded. And of course, he's an expert in that, was president of our mission board for a while, but prior to that, a pastor for many years of a very missions-minded church. Then we'll do a breakout more geared towards local and statewide missions called From Next Door, Missions From Next Door to the Next State. And that will be led by Forgotten Ministries, which is a ministry based out of Enid but works all around the country and actually internationally as well. Their goal is to get the church out of the building. So if you're looking for how to lead your church in local ministries or ministries to other parts of America, that will be a great breakout for you. Then we have one on Mission Basics by Dr. Elbert Smith.
And
I mean, we've got some top-notch
That's
leaders
some
for
missiology.
These. He is known for having trained more missionaries than anybody in the history of mankind. Having led our International Learning Center in Richmond, where missionaries go through and get their training and orientation prior to going overseas. Supposedly, over 7,500 missionaries have had part of their training led by Dr. Elbert Smith. He will be leading a breakout specifically for people that may want to know what missions is all about. And so he's an excellent teacher, and of course, he'll do a great job leading that breakout. Then developing missions education in your church. Amy Cordova, who works here with Oklahoma Baptist, will be leading
that. I've heard
of her. And so a lot of times we struggle. There used to be, when I was a kid, RAs, GAs, ACTeens, Pioneers. There was kind of a step-by-step missions education for program for kids that would, you know, be more advanced the older you got. A lot of our churches don't have that, but we know we need to teach our kids about missions. How do you do that, and how do you develop that within your church? So Amy will be really helpful in that.
That starts, that's the beginning of the missionary pipeline is Sunday school for children. You start hearing about missionaries, and then as you grow and youth and Falls Creek and BCM especially, OBU all contribute to that. Fantastic.
So there's a whole generation, actually my dad's age, who were called into missions in large part through missions education in the church. So Amy's going to be helping us find a way to kind of bring that back, maybe in a different form. There's actually Missions Journey for Kids, a new curriculum from the WMU that's excellent for elementary age kids. And I'm sure she'll be talking some about that. Then another will be, I feel called to go on a mission trip. Now what? We've got people in our churches that really have a sense of, I want to go. I want to be a part of a mission trip. So what are the practical steps to get ready for that? And we've got a panel of three guys who have led mission trips or been on mission trips that'll be discussing some of the practical steps. What do you do to get a passport? How can you prepare yourself spiritually? And then how can you choose a place? Those kind of questions will be what they deal with in that breakout. And finally, we'll also have a breakout on sharing the gospel with people in crisis. And Ryan Deathridge will be leading that. He works here with Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief. We'll be focusing on how do you do that. And sometimes our overseas mission trips are in the context of a disaster or a crisis situation.
For example, the current times with the refugees in Poland and other places.
So very practical helps for ministering to people in crisis. So those are our breakouts. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to choose two of those. They'll be each repeated once before lunch and then once after.
So, wow, that's a pretty comprehensive curriculum for missions. If you're coming and you're thinking about starting a missions, emphasis in your church of education or of taking a trip, but you have some really heavy hitters in there that could, if you're really looking to go deep and you've, you know, maybe had experiences as in cross-cultural missions or in missions in the state, there are people there that can just really take you to that next level.
Sure.
And I love that the candidate consultant is there. I think I met Joel.
Yeah. And he's been at it a long time.
Yeah, and so he's going to, like, if you and your spouse are praying about missions and you don't know, you know, what the process is, and, you know, you're like, I got kids or I'm single or, you know, these other issues. Man.
And he'll lead that in a way where you can come and just explore. Just walking in that room doesn't mean I'm saying I'm going to be a career missionary.
Absolutely, yeah. No.
It's a way to just explore that option and see maybe where God would
kick
lead.
Kick the tires a little. See?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
But our purpose in this conference is not only to spark interest in missions and motivate people, it'll be to educate people in what missions is all about and what some of the opportunities for service are. Then encourage the idea of mission partnerships. We want to see our churches partnering overseas or even stateside with places where they can take members and go and serve outside of their own community. And then we want to give some practical handles for people that just want to figure out what do I need to do to prepare myself to be on mission.
And remind me what associations are involved in
Cherokee Strip, and then Central Baptist Association, K Association, Cimarron, and then Salt Fork Association.
But, you don't have to be from one of those churches in the association.
No, this is open for anybody that wants to come.
Yeah.
And we are partnering with Oklahoma Baptist. Our regional partner for that area is Griff Henderson.
Yeah.
He's been in on the planning and is contributing significantly to helping get this off the ground.
And is there any costs or anything associated with the event?
It is free. Mm-hmm. We do need a headcount, so there's a way you can register online. We're setting up an event page. Mm-hmm. There's one on actually Cherokee Strip Baptist Association's website and their Facebook page where you can come and just give us your name and contact info so we'll know how many people to serve lunch to.
Yeah, so if they do a Google search for Cherokee Strip Baptist Association, they can find it.
Yeah.
And then just click on that link and register.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other associations involved, they will also have a link there. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to get something that'll be more general, but I haven't quite figured out how to get a Google hit on our event page yet.
So you're not going to be serving steak?
Far as I know. That would be great. Might shoot our budget with that.
Yeah, you probably would. Well, is there anything else we need to know about the event?
Well, if you could, just let people know this conference is for every member from every church because, in fact, all of us are witnesses or ambassadors for Christ wherever we are, in our neighborhoods, wherever we go, even if it's on the other side of the world among the nations. So we've been very intentional in calling this from neighborhoods to nations because all of us have a role in sharing the gospel with the people around us.
Yeah. I think what I like about it is it's, let's say if a pastor has key leaders in his church and they're thinking about starting a local emphasis, missions emphasis, statewide, North American or global, you could bring those folks together, experience that training and ask all the questions that they want, and then go back and develop a comprehensive mission strategy for a church. That would be a great sure. starting point.
We would love to see this conference help pastors and church leaders mobilize their members for missions and really see their church focus outward instead of just inward. We want to see churches that are strong and healthy, but a part of that is reaching out. And so that's what we're hoping to accomplish with this conference.
Well, appreciate you. And as a, you're really earning your keep as a mission strategist for your association by hosting such a great event.
Really, we're excited to have this opportunity.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this conversation, we have more like it at our website at baptistmessenger.com. Or just search for us wherever you download podcasts. Just search for Baptist Messenger and you'll find us. And while you're at our website, baptistmessenger.com, be sure to subscribe to the print edition of our newspaper. It's free. We send it to your house. And we always have some good content in there you can't find online. So thanks again and God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.